Now more of America Weekend. America
Weekend. Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed it.
It was good. I liked it.
So hot.
There needs to be another one of these movies. They were all good.
Yes.
Elvis, with a little less conversation, became a hit again in 2001 when it appeared in the first of the Ocean movies, Ocean's 11. George Clooney having his 54th birthday today. How old is his wife? She like in
30,
her late...
No, she's my age. She's 36, 37, 36. Something like that.
Okay. So there's a good argument for a difference. Yeah, but
could have been me.
54 to 36.
Yeah, could have been you. Should have been you.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this Elvis song is it was a remix by like these British DJs who put all the drum beats and just remixed the whole thing. It was very cool.
All right, you got any more sound from the movie,
Absolutely.
Richie?
Absolutely.
Saul makes 10. 10 ought to do it, don't you think? You think we need one more? You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
What I
Ted
love
Nugent
about
called, he wants his shirt back.
That was a great
Ted
line.
Nugent called, he wants his shirt back.
This is these movies, all of them, Chucker, I thought were sensational. Just nothing but pure entertainment, fun, watching these guys, knowing anybody who checked into it or knew, I don't know why I knew it. I guess I knew because Brendan, my son, who's in the business, told me that they basically prepared an outline for this and then they let everybody go. There was no real script to these things. They just brought people in. They figured out how to do the scenes and what they wanted to do, what they wanted to accomplish with the scenes. And they just would do three or four takes of different ways of them basically ad-libbing their way through the whole movie, all the movies.
Saves money on the screenplay.
But I, you know, when you think about it, that's the kind of stuff. Remember all the Smokey and the Bandit movies and things that are a lot of fun. There have been other movies that I can think of, but I'm just, these two are a good example of what you can, what these people, they all get together, they're friends, and they just have a good time.
Well,
and
the director of those films was Steven Soderbergh,
right.
Who's
yeah.
known for doing a lot of experimental stuff when shooting movies.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, good stuff. Happy birthday, George Clooney. I'm looking at something that suggests that the next Mission Impossible film is going to appear pretty much in tandem with the latest documentary on Scientology. What's the point of that? People keep throwing things at Tom Cruise like this was going to destroy his career. I think his career is indestructible. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Well, here's the math on this. Very few people will actually ever see that documentary, except for probably a few hundred thousand. And many people will go to the theater to see Mission Impossible 5.
Right.
So in terms of box office, nobody's really going to care what they think on that subject or Tom Cruise's involvement, because they want to see Tom Cruise play Ethan Hunt as a character on the big screen. So I don't see that putting...
What's the buzz, by the way? Last time you talked about it, you thought it was pretty good on Mission Impossible.
The buzz on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect it to be good. The last two installments in that franchise I thought were absolutely terrific, so I expect this one...
They're getting better each time, in essence.
They've gotten better each time, that's true. I didn't like the original, the second one I had mixed feelings. It was directed by John Woo, but I loved the third one, and I loved the fourth one, so we'll see where the fifth one...
When is the next one? When is it coming out? Pretty soon, isn't it?
It comes out, I believe, in late June or early July.
All right, what else you got quickly?
Disney-owned Lucasfilms confirmed there will be more Indiana Jones movies, but would not say whether it'll be a reboot or continuation with Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Considering they're so busy with Star Wars, this won't happen for a few years. I'm going to go reboot. That's my gut feeling.
Nah, they need the consistency.
Dig up the old stars and prop them up there.
Oh, stop
camera.
It, will you, please? Jack Curry, have a good day.
Think green. Harrison with you. Even the Air Force in Utah is experimenting now with greener approaches to its problems.
The groundwater underneath the base contains the carcinogen trichloroethene, or TCE. The Utah base's contamination is so bad that the area has been an EPA Superfund site since 1987. Turns out simple iron can neutralize TCE in water, so the Air Force is now grinding piles of their old iron-cased dummy bombs into small chips to bury in the groundwater. They'll drill 56 feet into the earth and fill the holes with the bomb shrapnel. Now, as TCE-laden water seeps through the iron shrapnel, a chemical reaction is expected to theoretically strip the TCE from underground water. This, of course, is the first time that dummy bombs have ever been enlisted to clean up the environment and could serve as a model for other Defense Department cleanup efforts.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the heart of a 49er defense that won four Super Bowls. In addition to laying brutal hits, he picked off 63 passes, sixth all-time on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Right. Watch Ronnie Lott. Bang!
So where is Ronnie Lott now? Ronnie opened an investment firm called HRJ Capital, but after reports surfaced that Ronnie and his partners may have shifted some of the company's debt to investors, the SEC launched an investigation in 2011. Ronnie also owns World Sports Cafe in Fresno, California, where you can order up the ready-to-rumble wings with a side of game day garlic fries.
And few people take you to the laundromat like Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, one of the hardest hitters in the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.